Monday-ish with Chris Enns. I'm Chris Enns. Today's Monday, March 31st. It's minus 12. It feels like, I don't know, something stupid with the wind chill and stuff outside. Welcome to Daily-ish. Like I said, this is episode 11. It was actually featured in iTunes today. New and noteworthy, so I thought I better actually have an episode out that isn't already a week old or something. So it doesn't look like it's just a weekly-ish instead of daily-ish podcast. You can find this podcast at goodstuff.fm/daily-ish/11 for this episode. And this episode of Daily-ish is actually brought to you by Campaign Monitor. It's my first sponsor here on Daily-ish. If you're sending out email newsletters, Campaign Monitor makes it fun, easy, and beautiful. Try your hand at their template builder and have a responsive email template ready in 60 seconds. Campaign Monitor also lets you offer their services to your clients at your prices. And if you need help creating better emails, Campaign Monitor just released a free ebook with their top 100 email campaigns of 2013. So go to campaignmonitor.com and get started today. Huge thanks to one of our, what we're calling launch partners, Campaign Monitor, for supporting Good Stuff and Daily-ish. So, first of all, I'm recording this episode with my wife sitting across the desk from me working on her computer. First time I've had somebody watching me, well, sort of watching me, listening to me anyways, as I record, which kind of makes me nervous. Like, it's more of a thing than it usually is. But thanks to all the people who, from the last episode, episode 10, wanted to go rough up my friend for giving me unhelpful feedback. So it's definitely great to have your support. But no roughing up is needed. We're still friends. If it's any consolation, he actually slipped on some ice last week, so maybe all your thoughts of revenge affected his footing and made him fall. No, but I appreciate the thoughts. It's all good, all worked out. You can listen to that episode number 10, if you want to hear more about some of the feedback, or unhelpful feedback, I guess. I wanted to just touch on the goodstuff.fm launch. This show, like I said, last episode has I decided to move it over there. And it's been a lot of fun. We sort of did our soft launch, and we're doing a big, crazy fun launch April 8th. But it's been awesome working collaboratively with a couple other folks, Adam and Tim, as well as a host of other people. And it's just been so much more fun than working solo on this kind of thing. And there's certainly frustrations at times, not being able to do just, you know, exactly what I want to do, wrote whenever I want, and having someone nag me to do something that I said I'd get done already, but just was feeling lazy or tired or whatever. But that's definitely what it's sort of made it a better thing in the end. And it's probably not an exaggeration to say that Good Stuff has probably caught up and passed where sskTN.com, my personal podcast site, is in terms of certainly production value and design, definitely sponsorship, community development, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, a lot of what I learned about podcasting is still being built and learned through SSKTN, just having that ability to make decisions quickly and easily on my own stuff. But I don't think, it wouldn't have happened. Good Stuff wouldn't have happened without the group of folks who are involved. So just a little bit of a, I don't know, I guess in tech, certainly, probably wider circles as well, there's a tendency to want to just do it yourself. It's easier. You don't have to worry about other people. You don't have to delegate. You don't have to teach. You don't have to train other people how to do stuff. And this process of getting this thing launched and out the door has certainly reminded me or shown me that working with a group of folks like Tim and Adam and, like I said, the other folks it's a good thing. And it feels like there's a support system there, both for, like, you know, feeling our family's been sick this last week, and I feel like I'm finally getting the sickness. And so just knowing that things will continue to roll on, even if I'm not directly involved, people can respond to stuff. It's probably amplified a bit in terms of how much I enjoy it, because my day job, my business that I run is a solo thing. And so it's all sort of on me. And, you know, when you go down sick or whatever, or take a holiday, there's nobody there to pick up the slack. And so, it's been a lot of fun. And so, like I said, within tech circles, it's kind of a thing to just do it yourself. You don't need anybody else involved. And I'd really encourage folks who are maybe building something to reach out and see if there's other folks who are involved, who might want to be involved in that thing you're building, whether it's a site, an app, a newsletter service or whatever thing you're doing, there's probably some folks who'd have some thoughts and would offer opinions and some help and support, not necessarily just for money, but for the benefits of working on something collaboratively like that and just the experience of doing it together. So now I need to stop because I feel like I'm getting sick. So if there isn't an episode of Dailyish for the rest of the week, you'll know why. This one's a little shorter than usual, but need to get to sleep to get better. So you can follow me on Twitter at iChris. Good Stuff, of course, is at goodstuff_FM on Twitter. And in the links for this episode, you can check out the Google Hangout we did with some of the folks involved behind Good Stuff. Just some fun we had chatting and getting to see the faces behind the names and the audio that you maybe just listened to in podcast form. You can find the link to that and other episodes at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/11. So, in the meantime, thanks for listening. Have a great day.